Come on down. Good morning. Look at these two cousins. Yes, this is a eighth cousin to you, I think, perhaps. What do you think? Eight, nine? We were talking to Chuck about that earlier. It's a pretty distant relationship, but it's all good. So good morning. Hey, I wanted to follow up from last week. I want to kind of close the loop. Do you remember last week? Were you here last week? Okay, well, if any of us ever miss a week, for instance, and you'd like to follow up on music or message, kids' message, it's all online under podcasts on our website, and you can hear the audio, and oftentimes there's video, of snippets of the service that you'll find on our main website. They're called Transformational Moments. So if you miss a week, you should visit coldspringchurch.com and catch up. Now, you were here last week, yes?
Yeah,
of course you were. Yeah, a lot of kids last week. Yes, indeed. It was President's Day that we were celebrating, because this is the Church of Presidents. And also, we talked about how presidents weren't born president, but they grew in learning as they grow in life, as you do, as Jesus did. So I want you to tell me what you might have done last week that you said you learned something new. Learned something new. How about it, Josie? What did you learn last week? Oh, that's a tough question. Yeah. How about learning how to speak with two front teeth missing? That's kind of hard to do, yes? No, it isn't? Doesn't it kind of feel funny? Looks so cute. How about you, Mariah? Can you think of anything you learned last week?
Tough question.
Anybody learn anything last week? Anything at all? Learn and grow. Something's coming?
Yes.
What?
I finally got to do track.
You finally got to do track. Well, there you go. Are you learning something new?
Yeah, I'm doing track.
Nice. Okay. Anybody learn anything last week? One of the things that we do here, because when we look at Jesus, you know, we want to follow where Jesus leads us. And that's why we read the Bible. That's why we pray and talk to God. We want our inner spirit to learn from Jesus. And to learn from Jesus, we need to keep our eye on Jesus. It's sort of like, you like playing with balls? Yes? Like this? Josie? Okay, that's good. That's good. Here, let's try that again. So when you have a ball, can you think of any games you play with balls?
Basketball.
What else?
Kickball,
what else?
Softball.
Okay.
Volleyball.
Soccer?
Baseball.
Baseball's good. Anybody else? Yes, tennis, yes. Cricket? Anybody play cricket? Dennis, you play cricket?
Billiards.
Yeah. What's that?
Billiards,
excellent. Oh, good one, Dave. I like that one, excellent. So you have to always keep your eye on the ball if you're going to be good at the ball, yes? Because if you don't keep your eye on the ball and it goes somewhere else, then you might miss it. That's okay, Jesse. Here. Some of the ways we can keep our eyes on Jesus is by paying attention to what God says. And one of the coolest ways of paying attention to what God says is reading the Bible. Now, I think each of you probably have a really cool children's Bible that we provided to you. And I want you to dig it out. This is your assignment for this week. I want you to dig that Bible out, and I want you to just go to the place in the Bible where you think the pictures are the coolest. Because there are some very, very cool illustrations in this Bible. And I want you to read the story that's associated with your favorite picture. Will you do that this week? Dig the Bible out? Okay, good. Well, tell us next week, because that's your homework. And in order to help us keep our eye on the ball, I want you to keep your eye on this ball. I want you to keep your eye on this ball. That's excellent, because this ball says Jesus loves me. And that's the greatest news of all. Let's pray.